Well, I'm pretty happy today. I got a big smile on my face because I get to talk to two people I haven't seen in person in years and chatted with, I guess, in about the same. Troy Kokol, Joni Delorier, and better known now as Scarlett Butler. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, so I'm catching you in the great Alberta, am I?
The 403.
Yep. The 403.
Getting cold.
Oh, what is it like there right now? Is it like super chilly overnight or?
Mm-hmm. It's that September prairie vibe where it's basically like flip-flops in the late afternoon and a parka at 9 in the morning.
Right. I leave the house at 4:30. I'm like, what am I wearing to work today? Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, you guys, you've been around the Canadian country music scene and beyond for a while now, separately, and then you got together, and now you've joined a band. Tell everybody, I guess, the story of how Scarlett Butler came to be.
Well, we've been playing on each other's stuff for years, like singing backgrounds mm-hmm. and, you know, occasionally performing our own separate songs together. But the pandemic just kind of, you know, we were around the house a lot and doing a lot of jigsaw puzzles. And we thought, what a great time to start a band. So we finally put a project together and we've been like playing together. We're married.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing. We've been together for a while, but never musically. And so now we are.
Wow. And so how is that dynamic? Well, I guess after the pandemic, you guys have seen each other 24/7 for a while. But I mean, do you always mix work with the separate stuff or how do you separate the two?
Well, I think mostly with us, because as you know, Christy, and your listeners may not know, but we started out in songwriting,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been producing and mixing artists for country radio. And so I think, you know, over this past while, as we've been creating this project, you know, we spend a lot of time working on music already. So us, you know, morphing that into us working together has been pretty seamless. And I think, you know, we work on separate projects, working with artists on other things. But I think for us working together, it's more of a it's been so fun because yeah. we get to go travel around and do stuff together. So
I guess
yeah, like post gig, not a lot of people get to hug their band members.
I guess post,
or snuggle after a gig, but we can make that work.
I just now have this image. You guys are back at home snuggling on the couch. It's like you totally missed that one note, you know.
Yeah, totally.
That happens
all the time.
Somebody doesn't wash a glass properly, it's brought up in the next songwriting session or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I do want to, like you said, Troy, make sure our listeners do know. I mean, you guys, you've been songwriting for years, and I mean the hits and the people that you've written for, like Tennille Towns and Mike Plume and Brett Kissel and Shane Yellowbird. I mean, pickup track, huge song.
Yeah, and I mean for us, it's been such a great blessing for us. You know, songwriting was kind of something that we did, you know, for fun, and then all of a sudden when Shane came along and he got Pickup Truck, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it's like, oh, I guess we're doing this for real. And, you know, ever since then, we've really, it's opened so many doors for us, and we just feel really lucky that we can, you know, participate in the industry and have a joyful time of it, doing it together.
Oh, definitely. And we're lucky that we get to listen to the, you know, the talent that comes out of your household. My goodness. The CCMAs this year, everybody back in person except me. I didn't get to go. How was that? It looks like you guys had a blast.
We were really, like, busy. We just said, we're going to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of people asked us to do stuff. So we played the CCMA official media launch. We showcased at a bunch of different places, wow. played around with Jamie Warren and Jake Matthews. And it was a super fun, and just got to like hang out with our country music song nerds. And that list, like Patricia Conroy and Michelle Wright,
yeah.
and, you know, just having a glass of wine. It's so fun.
And probably the sweetest icing on the cake for us was, at they celebrated 40 years of the CCMA, and the last sort of song that they played in that celebration was Pickup Truck, and Tyler Joel Miller sang it, and we kind of, you know, we got a little choked up because
yeah.
that's Shane's, you know, hit, and he as you know, he left us earlier this year, and so it was a pretty emotional time for everybody, I think. Well, you know, Shane was our best man at our wedding, and you know, so we were close to him, and we always we'll always hold all those memories close in our hearts. So
definitely. Okay, I wanted to ask about the song. We're going to get to the song because today is release day, and I'm pretty excited about this. But there's a festival coming up that you guys are taking part in, Airdrie's Homecoming Festival in October, which was. The lineup looks awesome. Are you planning on doing any more touring to, I don't know, Saskatchewan or anything like that?
Well, we have family and friends sort of dotted throughout the prairies, so we would love to get out to Saskatchewan, Manitoba. I don't know that we have anything calendared currently, but we're definitely working on some stuff for 2023, although it's so weird to say 2023.
I know, right? It does. My goodness. Well, if anything comes up, you'll have to let us know because we would love to see you guys out here.
We do have a plan in the works right now to do a little Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario tour. So we'll let you know.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's get to the new song because I go through your socials and I love. I've been listening to the acoustic version of It Must Have Been Love for a while now. And so good. What made you guys pick that song?
You know, we heard a stripped down version that Cody Johnson did of a Reba McEntire song from the 80s. I don't know if you've heard it, but
yes.
It's deadly. And we just started thinking like, man, there's so many great songs that we did not write that we love. And, you know, we grew up in that kind of 80s, 90s period and listening to all those great songs. And we just wanted to do something really intimate, a very harmony-driven, intimate version of a great old song, and gotta love Roxette.
Oh, you have to, right? You have to. Well, if our listeners haven't heard it, definitely hit up Scarlett Butler's socials, and you can catch it right there. It's so good. But you got a new song out today. Let's hear the story behind Big Vacation.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we started, you know, I've been producing and songwriting now for, producing, you know, and songwriting with artists for the past 5 years along with Joni.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're producing and mixing and mastering, we kind of decided like, man, we've got a catalog of songs. Like, why don't we put out some of these songs? So Big Vacation, I think for us, because we're always, you know, we always go to places in, you know, on the East Coast and the West Coast, and we love to travel together. And so we felt it was very much on brand for our little duo. So we're excited to put it out.
It is very, very cool. I love the song. And I mentioned to you guys earlier, it has such a cool, chill vibe to it. And Joni, how did you describe it?
I feel like we're really aiming for Prairie Beach.
I love that. We're very Prairie Beach. And the lyric, too, is just so catchy and relatable. And it gets in your head, you know what I mean? And it kind of stays there. It takes up space for a while.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Well, people want to get it, it is available now. Where can they find Big Vacation?
Yeah, as of today, it is available on all streaming platforms, wherever you get your music. You could also head over to our socials and find us there. We are on Instagram at We Are Scarlett Butler. But anywhere you get music or on our website, scarlettbutler.com.
Awesome. I'm going to put the links up on all of our websites, too, so people can access it at their, you know, tip of their finger, wherever they want to find it. Thank you guys both so much. I really appreciate the chat today. And hopefully we'll get to see you face to face sooner rather than later.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Chrissy.
It's going to happen.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, guys.